Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Really interesting story in the Irish Independent today that councils, the local authorities in parts of the country, that they could stop cars and even raid houses under plans for a fresh crackdown on smoky fuel sales. Ronnie Haw is a programme manager in the Environmental Protection Agency. Ronnie, can you just explain this new proposal first of all?
Hi, Andrea. Thanks for having me. I suppose what we're talking about here in the EPA is about the actual quality of our air and the fact that things that we are doing are having a big impact on it. So that is the two things that we're doing is how we heat our homes and the use of solid fuels in large parts of the country to do that still. And also then our use of cars.
So we need this, do we? We need something. We need a hard crackdown.
I think what we would like to see is a real emphasis this year, in particular from the local authorities as we head into winter now, on the solid fuel regulations that were introduced in 22. So they're still relatively new. And from our monitoring results last year, we can see that there are still issues around particulate matter levels in local and regional towns around Ireland that successful application of these regulations would really have to address.
So the idea that local authorities, that some councils in parts of the countries might, in parts of the country, I should say, Ronnie, might be able to raid homes or, you know, even sort of stop and search cars on roadways. Is that the right move? Is it the appropriate move? Is it something that the EPA is looking for?
The EPA is more concerned, I suppose, about use of the existing regulations as they are. And I understand that in the article today, there is some talk about local authorities calling for stronger powers and the Department of the Environment is looking at the Air Pollution Act there. And I suppose those are policy choices about what rules are decided appropriate. What we're more concerned about, I suppose, is raising public awareness of the impact of the health, really, of each of us from these pollutant levels and what we can do about it ourselves to help control that. And I suppose the role for local authorities there is in making sure that solid fuel that's available for householders is properly labelled and is checked and inspected to make sure that it meets the right pollutant levels.
Feljan Jose is a Green Party councillor in Dublin. Ronnie, Feljan's with us on the show as well. Do you favour this proposal, the idea that, you know, cars could be stopped and houses raided?
Well, I think Ronnie put it really well there. I think 1,600 deaths a year, or premature deaths a year in Ireland because of air pollution. A lot of that is down to cars, but a lot of that is down to smoky fuels, solid fuels. Look, we have a tendency in Ireland to introduce laws and not enforce them. Dublin has had a smoky fuel ban since about 1990, I think, and it was extended to the country in 2022. What is the point in having a ban if you don't enforce it? I would be kind of keen to target people who are illegally bringing this into the country and selling these at shops. I think there was a report of councils doing inspections of fuels that are on sale and still found that a lot of them weren't compliant. So yeah, local authorities need to have the power to actually seize that and take that and stop this from happening.
They don't, Feljan, is that what you said?
Sorry?
Did you say, sorry, that they don't have the power?
I don't think it's strong enough. I don't think it is. So that's the reason this is happening. Local authorities went to the department and said, you know, it's all well and good having the ban, but we don't really have a lot of power to enforce it.
So you think we need to strengthen the laws then to allow the local authorities to do this?
Yes, absolutely. We need to strengthen laws to allow local authorities to enforce the laws that we currently have.
What about you, Pádraig Fallon? Pádraig's a Sinn Féin councillor in Leitrim. Do you agree with Feljan on this, Pádraig?
Well, actually, I don't. And to be honest with you, I think, you know, it's unworkable, it's impractical, and in my view, it's a mad measure. And not to mention the costs associated with resourcing, for example. Measures already exist. Local authorities already inspect and take fuel samples from outlets, for example, here in Leitrim. Outlets, I might add, that have seen sales plummet. They only hold minimal stock. Holding that stock so as to provide a service within their communities, in particular to the elderly, I would say. And they're making little or nothing from it. You know, in my view, this will only go further and penalise those already living with and in fuel poverty. And if government are serious about dealing with the issue, then they should address the fuel poverty issue. There's a tip for them if anyone in government is listening. Make fuel affordable. Make smokeless fuel and clean fuel affordable.
Is it as simple as that, Ronnie?
Hi, Andrea. I suppose what we see from some of the local authorities is that they're putting out very strong messaging that that the smokeless fuels are as efficient thermally as the smoky fuels would have been. So that swapping out one for the other isn't a big issue in terms of heat. We're not asking for anyone to go cold this winter. It's very important to people's health that they stay warm. But there are people who have alternative sources of heat for their homes, such as oil systems. And we're saying if you have a choice to make, please use the better one for the environment, but mainly for the sake of your own health and those around you.
Yeah, but I imagine, Pádraig, your point is that, you know, the better source, as Ronnie describes it, is likely to be more expensive. Is that your argument?
Absolutely, absolutely. Make it affordable and people will use it.
So how do we do that, Feljan?
Well, look, there's things like the fuel allowance that are in place for anyone who needs it over the winter months. But like, I'm seeing people in Dublin, in suburban Dublin, burning smoky fuels. And it's poisoning people in their homes and everyone around it. It's just, something has to be done. I know the regulations are in place, but a lot of it is not working. Now, it's important to recognise that it has reduced smoky fuels by a lot. There's still a lot of the kind of flouting of the regulations going on, and we need to target the kind of suppliers of it, I think, first and foremost, and people who are bringing it into the country.
Are there certain parts of the country, Ronnie, that are worst affected? Did I see areas in County Clare mentioned earlier this morning in this?
Yes, certainly. We see from our air monitoring network that places, I suppose, that are more dependent on solid fuels. So, for example, places that gas networks didn't reach, definitely have more exposure to this as an issue. There's an element of geography here too in that and weather. So it's on the cold, still nights when the air is hanging over us. And I think we can all say that if we've been in these towns or villages, I live in an area myself where we can see it at certain times of the year, that the air is hanging above us and we can see the smoke building there. And that's really where the problem arises.
So Ennis and County Clare, some of the worst periods of air pollution in the country last year. Was it followed then by what? Eden, Derry and Letterkenny?
Yes, and we have other regional towns right across the country, like Enniscorthy in Wexford, Mallow and Tralee in Cork and Kerry. So what we're saying is that really we need to look at this across all towns and villages, really, in rural Ireland.
Yeah, I'd love to chat to people, you know, living in some of these towns today to get their thoughts on this. I see Athlone, Clonmel and County Tipperary also too among the monitored towns that fared badly last year. Dee is with us on the line in Kerry. Dee, is this the appropriate move, this smoky fuel enforcement that's been mentioned?
Hi, Andrea. I've been listening, so I would concur with the last speaker there. It's air quality is the thing, you know, and we need to. And I live in a medium sized town in Kerry, and on those clear nights, I run at night sometimes, and you can, like, when you're outside the town, the air is good, and as you approach the town, you can feel it in your lungs, you know. So, like, you know, we need to do something about this, and I think it's about regulation, and I don't think people are ever going to go into people's houses and check. I think that's, you know, inoperable.
Well, that's the proposal.
Unenforceable, yeah. But, you know, I think what we need to focus on is that we need to, I think, to penalise illegal fuel sellers and do it at source. We can't enforce dog poo laws, never mind smoke, you know.
Yeah.
But there's evidently a huge amount of it coming in over the border, and that's, you know, that's not acceptable. It just isn't. So we definitely need enforcement. But I think not going into people's homes, and I don't think that's ever going to happen or work. Whatever they have put on paper, you know, we do that kind of stuff in Ireland. We write laws, but we then don't enforce. So.
You'd have to wonder that, Feljan. What's the point in even talking about these proposals if we're not going to enact them?
Well, I think the previous listener said it well. Like, if there's a lorry full of, you know, illegal smoky fuels coming across the border, why shouldn't we have the power to stop them? You know, like, we've had these legislations for a long time. I think we need to empower the local authorities to actually act on it. And it's been around for a long, long time now. You know, people have had time to make changes. And again, it's about targeting the suppliers and the smugglers who are bringing this into the country and selling it.
Well, Pádraig, you live in a border area. How big of a problem is it?
I don't see it as a major problem here, to be honest with you. I don't agree that it's the role of local authorities to be stopping and searching vehicles. Certainly not to be entering homes either. You know, as I said, I do know that, for example, here in Leitrim, where I live, that the local authority does inspect those selling fuel and take samples from them and bring those samples away. So. I suppose the bigger issue maybe in border counties is maybe where individuals may go to a neighbouring county and buy two or three bags of coal or something like that, and it may not be the proper fuel or meet regulations that we adhere to here. That may be an issue. But again, those people do that and they travel a number of miles to do that because it is affordable. So for me, the whole issue comes down to affordability and making the proper fuel affordable for individuals.
Listener here says
we have a huge issue here with fuel poverty in this country, and that has been ignored. I know that air pollution is an issue,
okay,
and it's a health issue. But fuel poverty is also...
Yeah, okay, okay. Listener here says, a neighbour of mine burns turf in an urban, smoky, fuel-free zone. In winter, you can actually taste the pollution coming from their chimney. There's children living all around the area. I'm going to report them to the local authority. We'll see if they enforce the laws as they currently stand. Martin is on the line in Kilkenny. Martin, is this the right approach with regards to enforcement?
And it's like this, with the Irish people. In my opinion, so many of them just plain stupid. They just will not obey. The rule is there, the law is there. Just comply with it and be a decent, half-decent person and do what you're told. Why do you have to be forced into doing everything?
Your line's not great, Martin. I'm going to have to try and maybe reconnect with you there. Another texter says, we live in the middle of the city. We can't leave our washing out when people light the fire. We actually have to shut the window as the smoke is white and green. There's nothing to stop people burning their rubbish, never mind smokeless fuel. Get rid of the ridiculous carbon tax and duties on gas and oil to allow people to burn cleaner fuels, says this texter. The cost of gas is so expensive, so it is cheaper to burn wood and coal. The Green Party introduced these changes and then complain when people can't afford to pay and they use more toxic fuels. How do you speak to those people, Ronnie? Like, how do you convince those listeners that they need to make these changes?
I suppose the first thing I would say is to think about your health on this issue. We have two published reports there in the last 12 months from the ESI, one that links long-term exposure to air pollution to depression and anxiety, so affecting our mental health. And we have another report that links air pollution events to hospital admissions. So that is people having respiratory events, serious illness because of air pollution. And so there's a lot of people in your own household, in your community, in and around you who are affected by the choice that you're making about how to heat your home, if that's a choice that you're in a position to influence. And we accept that everybody can't influence their heating systems. I suppose we're looking at things like the National Retrofit Programme as being a great opportunity for people who can make that choice, who are in a position to, and for the local authorities and others involved in social housing projects to have their heating systems transformed or just even to make their home more energy efficient, because even that will help you to use less fuel.
My parents are pensioners, says this listener, and they have a fireplace and central heating. They use wood in their fire because it's so much cheaper and it heats up the sitting room without having to turn on the heat at all in the entire house. I live, though, in the south of Spain. I don't have to worry about heating my home at all, says this listener. It's 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp number. Should the local authorities have the powers to raid homes over smoky fuel sales? You can drop us an email either. That's lunchtimelive@newstalk.com. Ronnie Haw, Programme Manager from the Environmental Protection Agency, Councillor Felgen, Jose Pádraig Fallon as well, Sinn Féin Councillor in Leitrim, Dean Martin. Thanks a million for getting in touch.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk.